Hour number three, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. Hope you're having a great day so far. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos and doing a great job. We reset our question of the day, JoJo. It's very simple with the Vanderbilt-Alabama game.
Yeah, and it is. What's your prediction on Vanderbilt-Alabama? Who wins? But don't just give us a score. Tell us why. We had a lot of response in the first hour, but 615-737-1025. Let us know who you think is going to win tomorrow and why. And we were commenting during our chat, Chase, about Diego Pavia came out and said, I don't know if it's today or last night, said, if we stick to our game plan, we win running away. That's a massive, it was a huge banner on ESPN just about 30 minutes ago. They're all talking about it. They're all loving the cockiness. But like they said, that's great to talk, but you got to prove it on the field Saturday at 2:30, man. But I love it.
Here's the quote.
Love it.
This is from On Three. Quote, I don't know what they're doing. I just focus on us. But I know we've got to bring it. That's for sure. The crowd, I think, is going to be a big factor in the game. But we just got to play within the white lines. If we do that, if we play our game, it won't be close. End quote.
Honestly, when's the last time a Vanderbilt Commodore quarterback had that much bravado and said that before a game? I love it, man. They might get beat 50-0, then we'll laugh about it next week. But right now, it's great, man.
I love it. Now he's got to back it up. But here's the thing. Diego Pavia has talked the talk since he got here, and he's walked the walk. So, you know, he's kind of earned, in my opinion, that right to be able to talk a little bit of that smack. But now if they go down and lose 35-0, then it's going to come back on him. But, you know, I don't see that happening. I said Vandy would win 42-38.
37-34 in overtime, Alabama. But, again, I'm always wrong. So, Vandy fans, you want that. Regardless, the hype for this game has been next level, and I think it's fascinating. I love all this just because of they could actually win this game. That's the best part about this.
Oh, right. And we've never – like last year, let's remember last year we joked on that Friday of, yeah, it's not going to happen, but, you know, if it does, that goalpost needs to end up in the Cumberland and – 24 hours later,
oh my God,
the goalpost was in the Cumberland.
We were all texting, sort of like, oh, are you watching this?
Like, and then, this is happening.
And then the live cam started showing everybody going down Broadway. I'll never forget a text I got from another college coach that was off that weekend after that first drive. He said, I'll never forget. He's like, oh my God, Vanderbilt is blowing them off the ball. Alabama doesn't want to be there. I'm like, yeah, no, that's still, you know, 59 minutes to go. And boy, was he right. I mean, Vanderbilt just took the fight to them the entire time. And look, Alabama had a chance to stop Vanderbilt in the fourth on that last drive, and Vanderbilt converted. They just didn't quit. So hopefully, if you're a Vandy fan, you see more of that tomorrow. Because there's a – look, let me ask you this. Who has the pressure tomorrow?
I think Bama.
All the pressure is on Bama tomorrow. All of it.
Because – and I don't really want to have this discussion yet. It's not the end of the world if Vandy loses.
No.
It is if Bama loses.
Oh, it is. You're right.
Because two losses and one loss are two very different things right now. So that's something to consider. Tommy says on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com, 615-737-1025, Alabama by 20 or more. Pavia is putting billboard material. And Bama will play pissed off for overlooking them last year. Brandy says Alabama will win because of bulletin board material. Roll Tide. It will be like a field goal winning close, but Bama wins.
Okay. I like it. I give us the analysis of what you think is going to happen because, I mean, you just throw a score out there and people are like, same old Vandy. Well, it might be. It might be the same old Vandy tomorrow in Tuscaloosa, but I'm telling you, man, he just – this could be the top of the world for Pavia, but if they just go and shut him down and win 40-0, it could be a different narrative we're speaking of Pavia come 36 hours from now.
Oh, without question. I mean, if they win tomorrow, they move into the top 10, I think, And he is, I don't know if he'd be the front runner, but he would be in the conversation for the Heisman.
Who? I don't know. I think there's some dude at Ohio State, maybe
yeah.
a few other players. But, I mean, who is – look, a lot of this is about the swagger.
Right.
And now you back it up, and now you become the underdog. I think Pavia moves to the top. I really, really do. If they win tomorrow, and he's crucial in that performance of helping Vanderbilt win, I think he moves to the top.
I would love to see it. I mean, he certainly should. Here, I'm going to look right now on some of the apps to see where he's at because I haven't looked in a while.
Yeah, I think the Ohio State quarterback, it might be up there. And but there's a lot of moving pieces and parts. And the fact halfway through a season we're talking about a Vanderbilt player in the Heisman Trophy at the same time.
So Dante Moore from Oregon is the favorite. Ty Simpson is second. Jeremiah Smith, third. Carson Beck, Trinidad Chambliss, Fernando Mendoza from Indiana, Julian Sayin, and then Diego Pavia are the same odds at plus 1,700. He's moved up. Hey, there's another guy that's the same odds with Pavia and Sayin. Joey Aguilar. They've moved ahead of Marcel Reed, though, which is interesting.
I mean, Aguilar's good, but a lot of this has to depend on – I mean, right now they've lost a game. I mean, they're 4-1. Vanderbilt's 5-0. You knock off Alabama at Alabama, I think you're elevated over Aguilar, over Marcel Reed, over everybody else.
Well, it's changed a lot every week. I mean, so I wouldn't disagree with that. Hair Metal Henry says, if Vandy wins tomorrow, I will write in Diego Pavia for president of the United States in 2028.
He's got to be 35, though.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Hair Metal Henry. Also, there's a game tomorrow.
We'll make an exception. He's a good guy. Do a good job.
There's a game tomorrow. Florida State and Miami are playing, right? And it's not an SEC game, but I looked this up. And you talk about games that are impactful. The 1987 Florida State versus Miami game, Chase, featured – a record, how many future NFL players, how many were drafted into the NFL on the 87 Florida State versus Miami game, how many NFL players were drafted? This is according to Google and the AI, so it's accurate, I would think, where it's recognized as the most future NFL players to appear in a single college football game. How many guys were drafted from that team, from those two teams?
20.
Dr. Crane, you want to take a stab at this?
18.
56 guys.
Good Lord.
Were drafted off the 1987 Miami Florida State football teams that Miami won that year in Tallahassee when the field goal was wide right. 56 players drafted. I know one comes in like Dion is on that team and a few of the guys, but 50, I mean, you talk about talent. Good Lord, man. There were 10 first round picks and two future Pro Football Hall of Famers on that team, on those teams. So it's
Michael
crazy,
Irvin
man.
Was one, right?
Michael Irvin, you're right. Dion, I mean, you just go on and on. The Blades brothers, on and on with everything. And those two teams play again tomorrow down in Tallahassee. With Florida State looking for a little redemption after losing Virginia. And can Miami prove that they're up there? No, Carson Beck, if they can win tomorrow at Florida State and he does well, he's another name that's elevated in the Heisman race alongside if Pavia gets it done. But the good thing about this all, it's all going to play itself out. All these guys got still big games ahead and going on. And for Vanderbilt, what they got Alabama, bye week, LSU at Texas, Auburn, Missouri. I mean, so
yeah,
there's more chances that Pavia could be elevated or they could lose and be knocked down. But the great thing
is they could go 0-5.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
exactly.
Anything
really could.
Anything could happen. I mean, they could start out 5-0 and then do the next at 0-5 and be 5-5. I mean, look, I don't think that's going to happen, but it certainly could.
Well, you remember the 0-5 Vandy team when started out 4-0 and they played middle.
Yep.
And Vanderbilt lined up for an easy field goal to win the game, and Middle blocked it. And then Vandy, I think, lost 7 straight. Then they went to Knoxville and beat Tennessee in 05 and finished 5-7. But
yep.
anything can happen, man, on any given Saturday, Chaser.
There, it's funny, that 05 game against Vandy in Tennessee up in Knoxville, there's a player for Tennessee that I remember that I think that was kind of like he really came on the scene, and that was Arian Foster.
Yeah, he'd have been on that team. That's correct.
Yeah, but he had a big game for what I remember.
He did. And also, if you want to see a warrior in that game, watch that fourth quarter and pay attention to Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
They beat the hell out of Jay Cutler in that football game. I mean, they beat him to death. And he stood there and delivered and took shots and led him down the field on that drive, hit Earl Bennett in the end zone, and Vanderbilt won. That's when Cutler became like a really good quarterback to an elite one, because he stood in there and took those shots on what was really not a great Vandy football team. But that drive in the fourth quarter to beat UT was something else.
I remember they showed Fulmer after the game, and that was just kind of like the defeat. The defeat on his face.
Because they hadn't lost to Vandy since 82.
Yeah.
So that's 23 years. And then you lose in Knoxville. It was a bad year anyway for the Vols. They didn't get to a bowl game. And
that's right.
That.
It kept them out of a bowl game.
Kept them out of a bowl game. Showed it.
Because that was always something he could hold over another, one thing he could hold over majors was that, because it was 82 majors.
82 was majors.
Yeah. So
sure was. And also, I don't think he ever lost to Kentucky, if my memory is correct.
I think you're right.
Maybe in 08 they did. But anyway, that's a great thing about this. We talk about it. We get to see these guys in action on Saturday. Can they get the job done? And Vanderbilt goes down to Tuscaloosa and see what they could do. I mean, this is a defining moment in Vanderbilt football history tomorrow.
Al says, hell, I thought Pavia was already 35.
He's played forever.
I know. 615-737-1025 is Chasing Big Joe on a Friday, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. Couple of Predators roster notes that have just come down. The Predators have sent forward Zach LaRue and defenseman Tanner Molendijk to Milwaukee of the AHL. Molendijk not super surprised because he missed a ton of time with injury. LaRue a little surprised on that, but kind of thought he was going to make it, but he also has missed some time. And it kind of looks like Ozzie Weisblatt may have beat him out of a roster spot, at least at this point.
What's that guy's name?
Zach LaRue.
No, the other Ozzie?
Ozzie.
Ozzie Weisblatt. I like that.
And another thing to point out, thank you, Max, is that Ozzie would need to clear waivers. LaRue does not. So sometimes that makes a difference.
Okay.
So now 25 players, 15 forwards, 8 defensemen, 2 goaltenders going into the final preseason game tomorrow against Carolina. So that's where things sit.
Nice.
Thank you for that analysis. Good job.
I'm a fan. Just put a team on the ice, let them, beat some ass, win some games, and let's go. Let's do this.
I think they'll be doing that. So, and also with Titans notes in the what they got here after practice, no J.C. Latham again. And I think maybe Tajay Spears might be good to go.
So J.C.'s been out since the first game, right? He played that game against the Broncos, and we haven't seen him since because he got hurt in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Something else, man. That's your first-round pick. I ain't contributing. I mean, there's just – so many factors involved in this. And, yeah, sometimes you got to give Callahan a pass for some of this, but he continues to not know what he's doing with the play calling and not knowing what to do and not knowing the rules, things that have nothing to do with draft choices and players. So this could be an epic disaster Sunday in Arizona.
I mean, there's no doubt it's going to be an epic disaster this Sunday in Arizona. I mean, it just until they prove me otherwise, there's just no thinking that there won't be.
Oh, man.
So That's kind of how I feel, though.
Well, now you get to work in another tackle in there. The tackle's been terrible. Dan Moore's been terrible. Is Zeitler on the injury report? Is he going to play?
I think so. I haven't seen the full injury report yet. This is just what Callahan said.
Or is he just going to stand there when Cam Ward gets his head taken off and not do anything? I still got a problem with him not defending your quarterback.
He's got a problem with you.
Good, because I'll defend my quarterback. Well, you know,
Will you cry when you do it? That's my quarterback.
They're like, well, the fine, $17,000. When you're making $9 million a year and you can't defend your quarterback, that's the thing with Caitlin Clark and the WNBA, you know, getting the hell beat out of you and nobody's standing up for you.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, would you not come to the defense of your quarterback? And Zeitler's fat ass is just standing there staring at him when he gets a shot to the head. I mean, I would be on the field. And what do you think Taylor Lewan would have done? I mean, think about some of these guys. Ben Jones. Some of these guys who hate to lose. They'd have been on the field in a heartbeat. That's just ridiculous. Go back and watch that play. Go back and watch Cam Ward when Al Bundy Shire hits him in the head. And they just stand there. They're standing there.
I know.
There's no passion on this football team. My goodness.
Bring gas.
Part of it, right? If you're getting beat, okay. But if you're getting beat, you show me no passion and fire. That devastates me. Go out fighting. Go out and do something and play your tail off. Show me something. So far, I've seen nothing.
So here's an interesting, Thomas on a car phone says, good afternoon, guys. I heard that this Sunday there will be 9 NFL starting quarterbacks that also started at Oklahoma. Kind of wild. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend. Is that right?
Here we go. Thank you. All right. Baker.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
Spencer Rattler.
Yep.
Kyler Murray.
Yep.
That's 4.
Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams.
Yep.
5. Oh, my goodness. Where does this go?
All right, so we're at 5.
This is good stuff.
Jalen Hurts.
I counted him.
He said Hurts.
Bills, Dolphins, Jets.
Did Dylan Gabriel go there before?
That's correct.
Okay, before so that's Oregon. 6.
That's 6. Holy cow, this is – is this accurate? A quarter of the quarterbacks starting went to Oklahoma.
All right, so we're at 6. I'm trying to think.
Knicks, Mahomes, no. Herbert,
I feel like
no.
There's a big one we're missing.
Herbert, no. Who's the Raider? Geno Smith did not go there. If you go to the AFC South, Daniel Jones, Cam Moore didn't go there. CJ Stroud did not go there.
Did Mahomes go there before Texas Tech?
Did not.
Okay.
He's the reason Baker ended up.
Yeah, that's right. That's where I'm getting that from.
Oklahoma, yeah. Mac Jones didn't go there. Stafford didn't go there. Oh, my gosh. We're working as hard on this as we ever worked on any project in college. Looking at our staff back there getting it done. Caleb Williams, starting quarterbacks, too, as well. Is our
well,
great text
well,
line.
Starting quarterbacks right now. Yeah.
No, this Sunday.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yep.
Yeah. Everybody. We said Gabriel. Everybody's saying Gabriel. All right. We got 6.
Drake May did not. Josh Allen did not. Tucker Valola did not. Who's a Jets quarterback? Justin Fields did not. I think we might have hit the wall with 6.
I don't know. I mean, there's going to be some, but we're going to go, huh?
Carson Wentz starting for the Vikings because McCarthy's out.
Lamar was at Louisville the whole time, right?
Yep. Did Jordan Love go to Oklahoma, or was it Utah State? Utah State only. Okay.
It was Utah State.
Well, that takes care of the AFC. NFC, Mariota was.
Jaden Daniels?
Nope.
He was Arizona State and then LSU.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
And he's out anyway because Mariota's still playing. Michael Penix Jr. did not. Baker did. Rattler did. Carolina. Bryce Young's a quarterback there. He did not. He went to Alabama. I think it's six.
Yeah, I think it's just six. That's what a lot of people are saying.
All right, good. A wild goose chase here trying to figure out who's playing this week.
Every starting quarterback from Oklahoma from 2015 to 2023 will start in the NFL this weekend, according to the Sporting News. Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, Jalen Hurts, Spencer Rattler, Caleb Williams, Dylan Gabriel.
Okay. Six, nine. Okay. I mean, it's all right, man.
Dyslexia. Who cares? Yeah,
flip. That's right. All right, though. It's a great conversation because you know what's crazy? For many years, one school had more starting quarterbacks in the NFL than the other school, and it was Maryland. They had, like, Boomer. It was crazy. It was how many, like, had gone on and played. It was, like, Boomer, Frank Reich, Neil O'Donnell. I mean, there were some others. It was crazy stat for years. Maryland led in that category for quarterbacks. But I like that. So, six Oklahoma.
Well, and I actually think the Bears are on a bye week. So it'd be five.
It's a five. All right. Still, that's good. I mean, think about all that. That's right there. That's the portal and transfer system that goes on. I'm telling you, man, Baker Mayfield's story, because he walked on at Texas Tech, and then Mahomes came, beat him out, then he walks on in Oklahoma and becomes a Heisman Trophy winner, and now he's doing great with the Bucks. He's a great story. I mean, that is just a story of not quitting and keeping it going. The same with Joe Burrow. I mean, he was Ohio State, like, you transfer, but you're not going to do anything. Goes to LSU, leads possibly the greatest offensive football college team of all time in 2019. I tell you, when they tell you no, all it is, not yet.
Not yet. 615-737-1025. It's our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Look, we love wild goose chases and trivia, so keep that covered.
We do. Did you get raptured, Chase?
Nope. I sneezed. Okay. I was about to sneeze again.
Bless you.
Thank you. Bless you, buddy.
Yep. So that was fun. We'll have more coming next, including maybe look around at some of the other college games that are intriguing. We'll do that next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. It's Friday. We've made it. We've been talking about it. Alabama and Vanderbilt. Tomorrow, coverage begins at 1 on 94.9 The Fan, kickoff at 2:30, brought to you by Gary Force Acura, Jimmy Kelly Steakhouse, and Smoky Mountain Top.
I said earlier, right, just get the app if you're out and about for the game tomorrow.
Yep, get the app. You can listen on that. It's very easy, the Game Nashville app, and you can hear all three stations.
I have right it. There. Listen all the time. So if you're on the road and out of pocket and listen to the Vanderbilt game, bingo, you got it for tomorrow. Now, I mean, what are your thoughts, Tim? I know you predicted Vanderbilt to win, but honestly.
I do. I really I'm all in. They win. I think they go in tomorrow. I think this is a different Vanderbilt team. I think that people are having a hard time separating that they are, you know, now a true contender, and I think they compete well. I think it's close, but I think they win.
I think, you know, I still think Bama wins barely, but I think my idea, my mind was swayed by when we talked to Muschamp on Tuesday about this Vanderbilt team. It's like, you think they got a shot? And he broke down about the veteran leadership and Clark Lee, and just how Clark Lee is taking the identity of this team, taking the identity of him, of just going out, calculated, playing hard. And I know Pavi is like the one. What do you call that? The one sheep who gets away from the flock. You got to go get, like, stay in line, because he's out there running his mouth. But look, why not?
Yeah.
Back it up. If you don't win, then Alabama can talk smack all day long about how they shut him up. We welcome that. But at the same time, if he wins, and Vanderbilt fans, I expect you to be obnoxious as hell tomorrow night. If you win.
Oh, absolutely.
Stand on top of the hill and beat your chest, man.
Yep. Absolutely. We got a handful of games tonight. Western plays tonight against Delaware.
Ooh, where's that game?
Delaware.
They'll be up there in 2 weeks.
Yep. So that's a big Conference USA matchup. Charlotte goes to South Florida. New Mexico at San Jose State. And the big one tonight, West Virginia at BYU. 4-0 and 1-0 in the Big 12. And then Colorado State and San Diego State.
That's just – It's just crazy that West Virginia BYU is a Big 12 game.
It's just weird.
I mean, they are nowhere near each other. But, you know, good. I mean, that's a big game for both those schools, and why not? I mean, it's my goodness. It's like last week when USC, people bitching about USC going up to Illinois, people complaining about, you know, it's a 9 a.m. start, and this should – when you joined the Big Ten, you knew that was going to happen.
Kentucky tomorrow, 11 o'clock, Kentucky, Georgia. You can see that one. That's a big SEC game on ABC. Right. Iowa State at Cincinnati. The big noon kickoff on Fox, Wisconsin at Michigan. You remember the other day I was trying to think of Barrett Salee, and he said three coaches would get fired, and I couldn't remember the other one. Luke Fickell at Wisconsin.
So it was Napier, Fickell, and?
And Dilfer.
Dilfer. All right.
Yeah, I could see. I mean, look, Wisconsin's not good. We saw them firsthand. They're not good. They're not a good team.
Nope.
Illinois takes on Purdue, Boston College, Pitt, Clemson, and North Carolina in a battle of just woof.
Yeah, that's, you thought that Hill game would get more talk, but since the Belichick train has derailed,
and so is the Clemson train. Clemson's 1-3.
Oh my gosh.
Could you imagine? I mean, oof. Kansas State, Baylor, Air Force, and Navy. Yeah, UAB plays Army, and it's at home. Army's 1-3, and Army is a 6.5-point favorite.
Army running that wishbone, baby. It's hard to stop. There might be 100 people at that UAB game tomorrow.
Maybe.
What time's that game?
That game is at 11.
Okay.
Well, on ESPNU.
They'll have, they go to that game and go watch Alabama get beat by Vandy.
2:30, that slate of games. Penn State, UCLA on CBS. That's in Pasadena. Texas and Florida on ESPN. Texas is only a 5.5-point favorite, but
I'd love to see Florida beat Texas. And that would just shut up the. It's gone now, but the Arch Manning Heisman, we could flush that down the toilet.
Did you see who ESPN had on talking about that game?
I sure did. And I almost turned the TV off.
Really? You didn't want to hear what old Vinny Young had to say?
Who?
Vinny. I don't know why I called him Vinny, but Vince Young.
Oh, no. You know, my bad. They had Jimbo on talking.
Oh.
No. FSU Miami, my bad. No.
Vince Young.
I like Vince.
Vince Young was talking about it. Vanderbilt is now an 11.5-point dog.
So it's going back up.
Yep. Boise Notre Dame's an intriguing game. 2:30 on NBC.
Notre Dame just put the beat down on Arkansas last week.
Yeah. I think they're back.
What's the spread?
20.5.
Yeah, I think they roll over Boise.
Virginia, fresh off that big win, goes to Louisville.
Huge game. Both undefeated in conference.
Yep. Louisville, a 6.5-point favorite at home. Washington and Maryland in a historic Big Ten matchup.
God, is that at Maryland?
Yeah.
God, travel all the way across the country. My goodness.
Yeah, so that's an interesting one, kind of looking through some of these others. Anything pops out. Michigan State, Nebraska. It's a sneaky one at 3 o'clock. Nebraska, 12.5-point favorite at home.
Is that at? Oh, okay. Yep.
You brought up Butch earlier. They host Texas State.
Uh-oh. That's a Sun Belt game. I think
that is a.
Then I think Texas game. State zips off to the Pac-12 or something next year.
Yep. Yep. Got another Fun Belt game at 5 o'clock. Coastal and Old Dominion.
Oh, nice.
Texas Tech, Houston. That'll be a fun one tomorrow night.
What's the drama at Texas Tech? I need to read up on this. Like,
I don't know.
Quarterback, they got all this NIL money, and the quarterback is playing or is not playing, and just a lot of drama involved right now with the Red Raiders.
I don't know. I'd have to look it up, too. A couple more. Minnesota, Ohio State's the big one on NBC tomorrow night. Miami, Florida State on ABC. SEC Network has the 4-1 Mississippi State Bulldogs at Kyle Field against the 4-0 Texas A&M Aggies.
They'll put up a good fight. It just, they're not going to get it done.
Tough place to play.
Yeah. I think they'll go 4-2, but a strong 4-2.
You've doubted them all year. Sorry.
At the beginning.
On Fox, you got Colorado at TCU. Could be a good one. Kansas at UCF. Tulsa goes to Memphis. And Joe, I know you have been looking forward to this one. Historic ACC matchup tomorrow night as Duke travels to Berkeley to take on Cal.
Holy cow. I'm always fascinated because the equipment van probably left back in June to get out to the West Coast.
You know what? I'm going to watch that one tomorrow. It's a 9:30 game on ESPN.
Heck yeah.
A Duke 2.5-point favorite, and then you got Nevada at Fresno.
Well.
But I like that. Duke and Cal to cap it all off. A little ACC after dark.
Always fun.
Let's take a couple calls real quick. Michael, what you got?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Right before I get to Vanderbilt, I'll just say that Florida-Texas game, that might set the quarterback position all the way back to the Stone Age. Lagway versus Manning, oh, that's going to be rough. But anyway, with Vanderbilt, I have full confidence that we can beat Alabama. I think we're going to. And if that happens, I think that this is my bold prediction for the rest of the season. We're going to go into Knoxville 11-0, the chance to have an undefeated season going into UTK. First time we'd ever have double-digit win season to begin with in the history of the school. But I think that we have a good chance for the rest of the schedule. Very beatable teams, LSU, Texas, Missouri, Auburn, and Kentucky. I think it's possible. I think we're going to do it.
All right. Appreciate the call, Michael.
I love the confidence, Michael.
Trey wants to weigh in on Vandy real quick. Trey, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. My question is, so I'm a lifelong Vandy fan, and I've seen us get, you know, crapped on for the entirety of my life because we've been terrible forever. And so even when we have, like, flares of decent teams, it's just like, it's Vandy, right? Like, they're never going to, like, be really anything. Like, good for them, but it's not like they're going to keep this up or do anything, like, build on this. Yeah. Which has historically been correct. So my question is, how long do they have to, or what is the parameter, do they have to see success before they stop getting treated like same old Vandy and start getting some nods as like a legitimate SEC team? Because they play the big dogs, you know, they at least play the SEC teams every single year. And there's teams out here like Notre Dame who get ranked as if they're going to be world beaters, or Florida State, or some of these other teams that just, like, sometimes they're good, but often they're not, and they just always get the nod from, like, history. So how long does Vandy have to be decent before they're going to start getting any benefit of the doubt when it comes to rankings and spreads and things like that? Thanks.
Thanks, Trey. That's a really good question.
That's a great question.
This is the answer that I will give. It could start tomorrow if you've now beaten Alabama 2 years in a row, including a win at Tuscaloosa. I think that will help the conversation. But people are going to still say, all right, you got to keep showing me. So if they, let's say, go, you know, 10-2 in the regular season this year, that then you're going to, people are going to start to notice. But then remember the other day I said that's next year's problem?
Yeah.
You got to do it without Pavia then.
But you got to do it over all the teams he named, Florida State, Notre Dame. I mean, they're historic programs.
Yeah.
And you're not. And that's okay. But you got to earn it. You got to be what Tom Brady says a lot of people aren't willing to do to be successful. You got to be consistent.
Would you not agree, though, if they reload next year after no Pavia, no Stowers, I think Cheryl would have one more year, but who knows? You know, losing a lot of those key guys, but then they reload and do it again, then that's saying something.
I think what you said at the beginning of this was perfect because it was very simple. You beat Alabama again when they're expecting you.
Yeah.
When they're expecting a dogfight. Last year, Alabama wasn't expecting a dogfight, and you beat them down there. You change a lot of the narrative tomorrow. This time, at 6 o'clock Saturday, you could change a lot of that. Now, you're still going to go out and be consistent and win games, But you can say, hey, remember when Vanderbilt knocked off Bama, pretty good Bama team back-to-back, and it goes tomorrow. Just got to win tomorrow, baby. It's that simple.
Just win, baby. Real quick, Titans injury report is out. The only additions, James Lynch is questionable. Ridley is questionable. Spears, Kevin Winston Jr., questionable. And then the guys that Mike Brown, Hants, J.C. Latham, and Bryce Oliver are all out.
Good Lord.
So there you go. That's the Titans injury report. We'll come back, wrap it up with what day is it and celebrity birthdays and the mashup. That's all next, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. Let's move fast and furious and get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays.
All right. First on the list, gentlemen, we have Caramel Custard Day. So if you like caramel custard, have some of that. National Soft Taco Day. And to wrap it up, National Denim Day. So some good stuff.
Pretty quick there. I like it. Yeah. All right. Time for celebrity birthdays. Got to get these within two. Our first birthday today. Chase, you go first. How old is Chubby Checker?
I didn't know he was still alive. 92.
88.
84.
Wow.
Dr. Crane, you go first. Tommy Lee, the drummer of Motley Crue. How old is Tommy Lee?
73.
64.
63. Chase is up 1-0. Chase, you go now. How old is, come on, computer, how old is Gwen Stefani?
54.
49.
56. Chase, you're up 2-0. Dr. Crane, you go next. How old is actress Neve Campbell?
Nev Campbell.
She was in all the Scream movies.
Party of Five.
Nev.
Am I going first?
No, Dr. Crane.
48, sorry.
That's a good guess. 49.
52. How old, Nev? I'm sorry, I knew better than that. Oh, my gosh. All right, I'm going down. My computer's being slow today. All right. Hey, man, you guys doing okay? Talk amongst yourselves. Actor, singer, Ashley Simpson. Chase, you go. Jessica's sister, Ashley Simpson.
37.
41.
41 exactly. Tied at 2-2. Dr. Crane, you go now. How old is singer guitar player Lindsey Buckingham of Fleetwood Mac?
60.
80.
76. Chase, you go. Blues singer, Nashville resident, Keb Moe.
52.
50.
74. From Whose Line Is Anyway? And he was in Star Wars. He was a voice in Star Wars. Dr. Crane, you go. Actor, comedian Greg Proops.
73.
60.
66. Chase, you go. Actor Clive Owen.
58.
59.
61. Dr. Crane's got the lead, 3-2. Dr. Crane, you go. Singer Kevin Richardson of the Backstreet Boys.
51.
50.
54. 3-2. Oh, we got three left. Chase, you go first. How old is Dave Winfield?
71.
81.
74. Dr. Crane, you go. We're down to two. Dr. Crane's up 3-2. How old is former Red Sox A's reliever Dennis Eckersley?
68. 67.
71. Our final birthday, Chase, you get to go first. How old is golfer Fred Couples?
63.
64.
He is 66. Dr. Crane with the win. The very rare win. 4-2. Well done.
Well done. Well done, Dr. Crane. Let's get to the mashup real quick.
Well, just a big, huge party. Sorry.
Hey, look, Cam Ward has said we ask. We're allowed to say it now, okay?
Calvin Ridley's the first player on Titans history that his injury report is the same as his ability to catch passes. Very questionable if he can catch a pass over the middle.
So yeah,
it's
funny
because it's true.
Go to Steve Sega. All right. Thank you. Anyway, McVay's, this is what we're dealing with over here. I love that you two were just like, oh, we'll be silent while he's.
Yeah.
Bless you.
If you're bored, look into it. It's better when you take gummies and read this. So it's, like, it's a lot of fun.
Well, isn't everything better?
I think so, right? Even the Titans can be a little bit better with that. Come on, man. That Eric?
Jarek.
Oh, you know what? I like that pronunciation.
Is it Jarek or Eric?
Jarek.
It's Jarek with a J. My parents didn't do me any favors with the hard to pronounce first name and last name, but...
I think it's great. You sound like a Bond villain. I love it. I think it's the perfect name.
Mr. Bond?
Yes?
This is Mr. Goldfinger. How'd you do?
How do you do?
So as dumb as I am, I'm thinking, oh, his name is Eric. So, Jarek, I'd like to apologize for being a complete idiot, but if you listen to the show, you know that's par for the course.
Yeah, it is. But that's okay. We still love you. Tulsa goes to Memphis?
Man.
Oh, well done, Dr. Crane, as always. That is going to do it for us.
Hey, the weekend is here. To our guys out there, again, a simple message that we love you. If you are struggling, please talk to someone. There are avenues out there for your help. Our world is a better place because you are here. Do something good for yourself this weekend. It's not selfish. It's deserving. Know that we love you. More importantly, more than anything in this world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. And I just got two words for you. Anchor down. DVD is next.